USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Police in Colorado are reporting a gunman shot dead six people and then himself at a birthday party in Colorado Springs on Sunday. The suspect, a boyfriend of one of the female victims, drove to the residence, walked inside, and began shooting before taking his own life. A motive for the attack is not known. The victims were all adults, but a number of children were present at the time. Republican lawmakers appear poised to remove Congresswoman Liz Cheney from the third highest leadership post within the party. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives could vote as early as Wednesday. Horse trainer Bob Baffert, who won a record-setting 7th Kentucky Derby with Medina Spirit this month, on Sunday said the Dark Bay colt had failed a post-race drug test. Baffert said a post-race sample provided by Medina Spirit had tested positive for 21 picograms of the anti-inflammatory drug betamethasone. Churchill Downs officials say they'll await the conclusion of investigation before taking further steps. USA Radio News.
Is a new war with China coming? It's never been this bad, and even Henry Kissinger is warning Americans. Trade, freedom, technology, and war threats against Taiwan. China is a real threat. All this week on Newsmax TV, Grant Stinchfield looks at the real danger of the Red Dragon, and why Americans must be alarmed. Stinchfield shows how Trump's policies with China worked, and why Biden's are failing. So tune in tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern to see Stinchfield's series, The Dangerous Dragon. Stinchfield tells you the real truth on Newsmax, America's fourth highest rated cable news network, on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune in on Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube. And millions have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphone. You can too. America is tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
Hackers infiltrate a pipeline operator with ransomware, and repercussions will be affecting every American. Jeremy Scott with the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Biden administration officials are working with the operator of Colonial Pipeline, a top U.S. fuel pipeline in Georgia that serves a large part of the East Coast.
The president was briefed yesterday. It's an all-hands-on-deck effort right now, and we are working closely with the company, state and local officials to, you know, make sure that they get back up to normal operations as quickly as possible, and there aren't disruptions in supply.
Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo on CBS's Face the Nation. A ransomware attack has taken the pipeline offline. Colonial operates a network of more than 5,500 miles of pipeline from Texas to New Jersey, transporting about 2.5 million barrels per day of gasoline and other fuels that serve customers, including major U.S. airports.
Colonial Pipeline is a subsidiary of Bengal Pipeline Company, LLC. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. House of Representatives Judiciary Committee has formally approved a 400-page report accusing big tech companies like Google, Facebook, and Twitter of antitrust practices and eroding freedom of speech. Colorado Republican Representative Ken Buck on Fox News says the wheels are in motion to counter their activities.
You're going to see five or six bills introduced in May, and they will, each of them will chip away at the power of these five tech companies, and each of them has bipartisan support and bicameral support, and I anticipate by the end of the year, these will be signed into law. Now, it takes a while once these bills become law, it takes a while to actually enforce them. But the first step has to be to change the law, to amend the law, to strengthen the law, and to make sure that our law enforcers can move forward.
The report was approved by a 24-17 vote that was pretty much split along party lines. The companies have denied any wrongdoing. Here's the latest on the Colonial Pipeline hack with Dan Araki.
The White House has declared a state of emergency in response to the shutdown of a vital fuel pipeline on the East Coast. The declaration for 17 states and the District of Columbia allows fuel to be transported by road and lists restrictions for truck drivers transporting gasoline and other petroleum products into the affected areas. The Colonial Pipeline, which supplies the East Coast with nearly 45% of its fuel needs, has been offline since Friday when the company that operates it was hit by a ransomware attack. Investigators believe the attack may have come from a criminal gang operating in Eastern Europe.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.